Okay, let's get into this today's sugya, Psachim Daf Pei Hei, and the sugya that we'll talk about is Tziruf L'Minyan, for certain details about how close one has to be Mitzarif for a Minyan of 10 for Dvarim Shebekdusha. So the Mishnah tells us that Eiver Shiatzim Miksaso, if an Eiver, a limb of a Karban, goes out of the place where it's is not allowed to be. Psul yotze choteh hachmegiya la'etzem v'kole. If the problem is by Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bones. So you can't just cut off the piece that went out, if only part of the aver went out. So what do? So you cut into the flesh until you get to the bone, hachmegiya la'etzem v'kole, and then you peel it off hachmegiya la'perif v'choteh, and then at the end of the bone, then you could separate it. Ube mugdashin, by other kachim, which don't have a psul, don't have an isser of breaking the bones, kotzitz b'kofitz, sheibom shushviras etzem. Fine. And then the question is, what exactly is called Yotzei? So the Gemara says, outside is inside. What about the inner width of the door? So Minagafa Lefnim Ke Lefnim, Minagafa Lechuska Lechutz. The Gemara says that each of these give a different impression. Hachalotos Ovi Achoma Ke Lefnim. Okay, that's the halacha of, we're not going to get to the details, of Psul Yotzei. Right, and the Rambam codifies this in Ilchos Karban Pesach and Perek Tes, that there is a kadam of psul yotze by Karban Pesach. Kol ochel mena pesach eino ochel ela b'chabur achas. Psul yotze doesn't only mean kadshe kalim and therefore going out of Yerushalayim. By Karban Pesach, there's another psul yotze, and that is outside of the chabura, because we know that's to be eaten with one chabura. So you have to eat it with one chabura, says the Rabbam. Ve'im motzi mimenu mena chabura sheyochal ba. Va'im motzi mimenu kezayis basar mi chabura la chabura. If somebody takes a kezayis from one chabura to another chabura, b'leili chamisha asar loke, that is an isser daraisa with malchus. Shedemar lo sotzi min abayis min abasar chutza. V'ushi yanichu b'chutz. And this is only if you put it down. This is what our Gemara says on today's daf. You need an akira and a hanacha, like in Ilcha Shabbos. Shotzok suvaba kishabbos. Lafichav tzorach akira v'hanacha kotzos Shabbos. Ve'ein motzi acher motzi b'pesach. And also, motzi after motzi does not work. Tekima shotzio harishon nifsal. Once it was already nifsal, so then it's not going to become more puzzle, and the second one is not going to violate. And the Rambam quotes our Mishnah, min ha'agafa lefnim ke lefnim, min ha'agafa lechutz ke lechutz, v'agafa atzmo, shu ovi ha'pesa ke lechutz, the inner, inside of the doorway is considered ke lechutz. Ha'chalonos v'ovi ha'xalam ke lefnim, the windows and the thickness of the walls are considered inside, even though we just said the inside of the doorway is considered outside. V'agangam aliyos ain't a mechal bias, and the roofs and aliyos are not mechal bias. And what happens if there's a psul yotze? Then the food is aser b'achila basar psara pesach shiatsa chutz l'chaburaso bein bezador bebishgaga ne'asar b'achila v'harihu kebasar kachi kachim shiatsa chutz l'azara. It's like any other meat that went outside the place where it's supposed to be, and it is nifsal. Fine, this is the background that our Gemara comes up in. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Gemara says, V'chein l'tfila. Rav says two words. The same thing applies to tfila, the same type of rules. If you're inside the doorway, it's like the outside. If you're inside the a window, it will be like the inside. The Rama Paskin. Same rules. That's what Rav says. V'chein l'tfila. Rashi ha'omed min ha'gafa lefnim mitztaref la'asara v'ya'omed chutz la'chutz la'pesach in mitztaref. Right. So if you stand outside, you're not mitztaref. So Rav says the same rules would apply. According to Rashi, this means in terms of minyan, in terms of being mitztaref for a minyan. If there are nine people inside and one inside the doorway, and the doorway is considered outside, that would not be good enough for a minyan. Upliga de Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rav argues on Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says, "Dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, afilu mechitza shar barzel, eina mafsekes bein Yisrael abiyim shabashamayim. Even in mechitza shar barzel." Even a an iron wall. The context of this line is really by Nesias Kapayim from Masechta Sota, but here it's used by Rav Shimon Levi in terms of tefila. Right, walls can't be mafsik. And according to Rashi, what does this mean in terms of tziruf? Rashi shein hefsek lefnei amakom shakol galui v'yadu lefanav ve'ein stima lefanav. There's no stima, and therefore says the Gemara machlokas amoraim whether the rules of Yotze would apply to tziruf l'minyan. According to Rashi, this is very important for deciding what's considered a minyan and what's not. According to Tosfos, that is not the pshat of the Gemara. Tosfos says here, v'chein l'tfila, pirish b'kutris, l'inyan tziruf ve'ein nira. I do not think that's the context of this Gemara. Be'elu ne'mar, and if you look in Sota, where this line of a machil mechitzah shar barzel is quoted, mashma the sugya de Gemara da alacha grib shum levi. We possibly give shum levi like this line. To amar, afilu mechitzah shar barzel in mafsekes. Ube perakal gagos mashma stama de Gemara, de mechitzah mafsekes, litziruf. So we paskin that a mechitzas rabbazel is not mafsik, but we also paskin that a mechitzas is mafsik for tzirif. We had that gemara in Eirvin on that sadi base. So you have different mashmos. So if you see that they're talking about the same context, that's a problem. The ka'amar test v'ktana the echad v'gdola. Remember those cases? You have nine people on one roof in a small one, and echad v'gdola ain mitstarfin because the nine aren't pulled to the one. Ulinin shofar megillah nami lo matzis lafarish. The saba hediyah berkeru bezit. It's not talking about a case of being yotzi shofar or walking behind the or megillah, because there we already have that if you're outside you're yotzei v'nira l'ri da'achamay ulinin lanos yachid kedusha v'yeheshmei rabba mevarach. You know, no, this is not about requirements for the minyan. This would for sure not be good enough for a minyan, right? It would not be good enough for a minyan. The only question is if you have a minyan in the right place and you're outside, could you answer, Amen, Yehesh Be Rabba, De'ein Mechitza Mafsek Azer Rabshu Ben Levi. So for that, it's not mitzdarf. Okay, either way, Machlokos Vashdos is how to understand this Gemara, but as we'll see, this is important in terms of halacha lamaisa, let's talk about it. So the need for 10 for dvarim shevekdusha is clear. That's the Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us all dvarim shevekdusha, Kriyas HaTorah and Baruch Hu and any other religious activity that is a minyan requires 10. Says the Gemara, V'chein Amar Avada Bar Ava, B'nai She'ena Yachid Omer Kedusha, Shedei Amar, V'nikdashti B'sof B'nei Yisrael, and I will be sanctified. V'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. We've pointed out in the past, Rav Nissen Alpert, why it doesn't say v'kadeshosi, v'nikdashti, it's passive, it's memela. It's that we should condition our lives so that memela, whatever we do, will be a kiddush Hashem, even without focusing on what we're doing. So v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, kol davar shebikdusha lo yehei pachos me'asara. Any davar shebikdusha should not be any less than 10. My mashma, where do you see this from? What's the source? So the Gemara says, quotes a pasuk, the Tani Rav Noya Chua, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Asya Toch Toch, Gzeirah Shava, Ksiv Hacha, V'Nikdashi B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. By Dvarim Shevekdusha, it says the word Toch, V'Ksiv Hasam, and it says there, Hibadlu Mitocha Eda Hazos, separate from this Eda. It says Toch there too. Ma'la Halon Asara, Afkan Asara. So just like it says Toch there, so too it says Toch here, and that is the Mukar. The Hibadlu is not such a great Makar, those weren't 10 great tzaddikim, as we'll talk about in a second. But that's the source. Okay, that's the Gemara. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai on that pasuk of Anekdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael quotes the Gemara and says, I find it hard to believe that that's the source. Right, he quotes the Gemara, and then he says, Upirish Rabbeinu Yaakov. He quotes this Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Leans, not Rabbeinu Tam. Because generally the Rabbeinu Bachai would quote Rabbeinu Tam as Rabbeinu Tam, and it says in the footnotes Lo Matzasi Eifo Huskar Pirur Zeh Bishmo, and therefore it must be a different Rabbeinu Yaakov, not Rabbeinu Tam. She'enus Chazu Meduk Deket, says Rabbeinu Yaakov and Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Parachav Beis and Vayikra. I don't think the Nusach that our Gemara has is correct. How could you bring a Raya from Hibadlu? What's that by? It's by the Meraglim. Right, separate from these two, the two Yeshua and Kalev were separate, but then the other ten, the other group was 10. Shein Lavi Raya Me'asar Meraglim L'Dor Shivikdusha. Aval Leikar Anuskal Kenu a different Toch. Asya Toch Toch. Sifhacha V'Nikdashi B'Zoch B'Nei Yisrael V'Ksiv Hasam Lishbor B'Soch Aboim by the Shifteka going into Mitzrayim. Mala Hala Nasara Afkan Nasara. Yachshav Yavi Raya Me'asar Achi Yosef Shayut Sadikim L'Dor Shivikdusha. Fascinating, but again, the gersa that we have is relating to the Meraglim. You have to figure out exactly how that could be a marker of a Dervish HaVekdusha. Chassidus Shosfarim say that even a Jew so far away, even a Jew that's involved in such a terrible Avera, he still has an Akudus HaKedusha and a Pintel Yidda can be counted for a minion. Maybe that's the source. Okay, so this is in terms of needing 10. So how much Seraph is needed for those 10? So if you look at Simin Nunhei, right, that's the first context in Or HaChaim that we talk about needing a minyan, because we're about to talk about Baruch Hu. That's the first thing, first Davar Shebekdusha in, not Baruch Hu, Kaddish, first Davar Shebekdusha in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Omrim Kaddish, Simen Nun Hei, Vein Omrim Oso V'Pachos Me'asara Zecharim B'nei Chorin Gedolim. So each of these, Shevi Ushtei Cyrus, V'Wadin L'Kaddushu Baruch Hu Shein Amar V'Pachos Me'asara. So you need 10. You need 10. So, and the Gemara says, if you started with 10, what happens if you don't end with 10? Okay, all the different halachas, what happens, and who could count for the minyan. But if you look in the Sif Yud Gimel, Sarach Sheyu, Kol HaAsara B'Makom Echad. All 10 have to be in one place. The Shliach Tzibur Imahem and the Shliach Tzibur has to be with them. V'ha'omed b'tocha pesach min ha'agaf v'lachutz. What's he quoting? He's quoting our Mishnah. Our Mishnah and our Gemara. And if somebody is standing in the doorway, dahainu kishesogur hadelas mi mekom ha'pnimis shel ovi hadelas v'lachutz. When you close the door, he'll be on the outside. K'lachutz, that doesn't count. Right? And you're not mitzdarif. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kala, Sarav, Afilu, Meinam, Roam, Elu, Aselu, Kiva, Shiva, Vais, Echad. As long as you're in one house, it is one room, even if you can't see each other. Let's say there is an L-shaped room, you don't have to see each other, right? If you're all in one room, it still counts as a tziruf. Avala, Miksasan, Becheder, Zeo, Miksasan, Becheder, Acher, different rooms, Eina, Mitztarfim, Aval, Bisha, Pesach, Pasuach, Penehem. Then they're not mitzdarif, even if the door is open between them. Mishum de ein shum pirtsa, says the Mishnah Berurah, because there is no pirtsa, there is no break. It's all considered two separate rooms. Va'pesach gufa kemechitza chashuv avavi l'shnei batim. V'yafilu kishein delas beinehem. Even if there's no door in between, says the Prima Gadim. Kol shein b'shnei rishuyos v'ein roon zeh zeh in mitzdarfin. Okay, so let's stop there for a second. Fine. So that's you need to be in the same room. The Rashba, though, has an extension, right? And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is about to quote here. The Rashba in Teshuva, in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadivav, says, well, there's a halacha that applies to Zimun, and maybe we could apply it here as well. By Zimun, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Brachas on Daf Nun, that if people could see each other, that's enough to create Zimun, right? Even if they're not in one place, if they could see each other, says the Mishnah, Nun Amar Aleph in Brachas, Shtei Chaburos Shayu Ochlos Babayis Achas, if they're eating in one house, Bizmacha Miksasan Rowan Elu as Elu, Hare Elu Mitzarfim Lazimun. If some of them could see the other ones, they could be Mitzarfim for Lazimun. Vivlav, and if they cannot see each other, Eim Mizamnin La'atzman, the Elu Mizamnin La'atzman. So then, they're not allowed, they have to be Mizamnin Sevi. So says the Rashba, in Etshuva, in Simin Sadi Avav, Od ani omer she'ef shalomar shekol shero in elu as elu ki'ilu hein b'bayis echadami umitztarfin. If they could see each other, skilu they were one house. V'dumya dezimun shal berchas amazon titzad shtei chabur shayu b'bayis echad b'bayis shebuktas mero elu as elu alimitztarfin lezimun. V'lo tema, and don't say, says the Rashba, didavka b'bayis mamish debayis echad haynu bira achas. Don't say it has to be in one house and see. Kamosha amru dekara lebira bayis v'chemi bayis lebayis. And he continues. No, don't say that. And therefore, the Rashba says that's the kula of the Rashba by Riya. The Rashbash in Siman Lamed Zayin argues many are machmir, but the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim all follow the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokes and says that it's a machlokes, and maybe the Hadchila not to rely on it. He says here. Mikol sheheim shnei rishios ve'ein roen ze ein mitzarfen ve'yesh machmirin afilu beroen. Right, some are machmir even when it comes to roen. That is the Mishnah Berurah. But again, it is a shita of the Rashba. If you look at the Bir Halacha, v'im roen elu es elu yuchlu lehitzaref afilu omdim lagamri lachutz. Dumiyah demasheikal amachaber kaman simin tezva pri chadash pri mashmir pri megadim. Right, they are maker like the Rashba. Ulachanchila yoser tov lahachmir bazeh sheikansu lefnim. Right, it's better lachanchila for sure to be inside. Tekula zu mahani roen elu as elu linyan siruf. Kamol linyan brechas amazon noveya mitshuvas harashba. Vehu, and the Rashba himself even didn't write it as a for sure. Vulo kasav sheamzeh rak baderech efshar. The Rashba himself only wrote it as an efshar, and therefore lechadchila, better not to rely on it. If you look at the Mishnah Yaakov, Mishkos Yaakov in Siman Ayin Hey, also is not comfortable with this kula. Rav Shechter is also machmir against this the Rashba. But Rav Asher Wai says, Menachas Asher says, b'shas atchak, you know, you don't have a choice, so then one can rely on it. What do you mean b'shas atchak? So that relates to all of Bizman Hazeh during Corona, during all the porch minyanim. During the porch minyanim, and you don't really have a choice, so yesh makom lahakom. Rav Asher Wai writes in a tshuva, Shekal od roim heim zeh et zeh eim esarfim b'tnai, we'll get to the tnai in a second, Let's start with the beginning of the tshuva. Pesimin nunei posek ashocharon kasher adam nimsa becheder acher v'yish chalom b'neiem v'umar es panav mitzarf l'minyan. Makar halacha v'zu b'tshuvas harashba. Harashba lo made a zem midine zimud. V'achem pesimin kuf tzadik hey. Okay, so we'll get to a limit in a second. But that is the one can rely on it porch minyanim in this case. But Rav Sternbach, who says that this is a kula that you can rely on, says, but one second, in hilcha zimun there's a limit. So you can't be more mako than within hilcha zimun. In Hilcha Zimun, it says that if there is a Rishus HaRabim in between, then you can't be Mitztarif, even if you could see. The Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, Shtei Chaber Asher Ochlad B'Vayis Echad O B'Shnei Batim, in Mitzazen Roa Neilu Aseilu Mitzarfas L'Zimun, V'Vlav Eim Mitzarfos, but if there's Shamash Echad L'Shteihem, Hu Mitzarfan. Uko Shenichlas Hu B'Tchila, Das L'Sarf Yachad. If there's a one waiter for both groups, so then, even if they don't see, that would be, okay. Mr. Bura talks about this. Who has to see each other? Only the Shamish, others. But then the Mishulchan Aruch says, V'yesh misha omer, and there are those that say, quoting from Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Kaf HaChaim points out, nobody argues on this. V'yesh misha omer, shim rishus harabim afsekas b'shnei abatim, einon mitzarfim mishum inyan. Right? If the rishus harabim is mafsek between them, then there's no tzirif at all. No tzirif at all. So one might say, oh, a halachic rishus harabim, so there's no rishus harabim bizman hazeh. So the Taz says no. The Taz says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Taz, this does not mean rishus harabim in the halachic sense. Nira says the Taz, Delav dafka rishus harabim mamish, shu rachav tezayin amos, ela afilu shvil hayachid mafsik b'neim, ki detzam b'reish peya, u'maisi labachez kazabatib dafnun hei, tezay mafsik b'neim rishus l'peya u'l'shabes, v'yem kein hua dinami kan, dechat taimahu im rishus harabim. The point isn't a halachic rishus harabim, it's just that there's a significant hefsik, and therefore we would say that if there is that in between, so then one would not be. So again, if there are porch minyanim, or if there are people on opposite sides of the street, Rav Sternbach writes in the tshuva that one cannot be mekel so far. One cannot be mekel so far. That's why, again, he's mekel, but not amanir ladun kasher. If they're on opposite sides of the street, you can't be mekel. But then he has a kula. There Rav Sternbach says, but if you're on porches which are above 10 tfachim from the ground, then it's not mafsik. And it's better if you're on the porches with the street in the middle, then it's okay, says Rav Sternbach. Nir ladun the kasher omdim merpesus hakavu alamalam yasar atvachim ein ashvil mafsik b'nehem shalamalam yasar lo chashiv rishus harabim lo havi makam hiluk b'nei adam v'nimsa delek ha'hasam shvil mafsik kidashkan like you find by Shabbos on Daf Zayin azorik mir rishus yachlo rishus harabim lamalam yasar amuter ubishas hatchak yishlus mochasvar azu lahatir kishem lamala meyasara. Again, it's not the best, but in a shas hatchak one can rely. Then he goes into, if you need all the 10 Yiruz Ezeh, Osha Echad Yiruz Kulam are one, or HaKol Tali Rak B'Shliach Tzibur, he assumes that the Shliach Tzibur needs to see 9 others. But again, that's Rav Sternbach with that, again, important Chumrah and Akula, that people on the sides of the street, opposite of the street, should make sure you have 10 on one side of the street, then the others probably can be mitzaref, but not count for the minyan. But he has a kula when it comes to porches, which is a chiddush in that regard. He does say in that same tshuva, and again, others argue on him there too, maybe even if people are on porches, they could get an aliyah, even if they're nowhere near the Torah. Because he says, lo gara me, a blind man. Our minhag is to give blind people aliyos. So why is this any worse? That's a chiddush. Many don't agree with that. You're relying on the Rashba. Meikar hadin. But again, that's an important discussion in the poskim about Re'iyah relying on this Rashba. Obviously, the Chachila was supposed to be in one place, but if not, we can't. The Machzik Bracha, the Chida, is a case which the Chashuchei Chemed brings up here on our daf, and that is, there was a case in Italy years ago about Jews in jail. So they wanted to know if they could be mitztaref behind the bars. There were Jews behind the bars, and there were guards that were on the other side. So they weren't allowed to go to the other side. So is that, could you be mitzarev that? Maisa b'chol sh'ashultonos kalu mordim b'shultan me'acharei g'deirot. V'ya asur l'mordim latzeis me'agedu achutz. They couldn't go out. V'asru kol alashotrim li'kanis penima. And the police couldn't go in. V'agiyaz ban mincha irgenu ha'asir minyan. They made a minyan. V'ya chaser lam sh'nei anashon l'minyan. V'yu bein ashotrim sh'nei shotrim. Shomrei Torah mitzvos. V'istavko yichol l'sarif l'minyan. Can they count for a minyan? So he quotes, Ar Shulchan Aruch, you have to be b'akam echad. And the Mishnah Brura, right? Maybe Rom Zed Zeb Bechomekar Bistarfin, the Rashba. Ava Bedidonenu Yesh Ladun, Kibon Chalpik Zeres Hashotonos, Osir Lavar, Mitzadech Alisad Cheni, maybe it's worse. The Imkane Haim of Dalon Lagamre. The Ain Shum Chiber Benam, Bulai Lomit Starfin. So he quotes this from the Machzik Bracha, which is also quoted here in the Shai Tshuva, and he says, no, maybe you can rely on it. Mem yom. So the case of the chida was for 40 days. They were going to have to do this. So maybe here benidonenu shakalu asamor dem rak lezman katzar umiyad yichu otan lemishpat. Maybe no, maybe he shouldn't. Ulamaisi assumes nirashim mistarfim. He thinks they could be mistarif of itzarachian. But again, this has to do with tziruf leminyanim. Again, it comes up often also in shiva houses. In shiva houses, lachad chilo, one is supposed to have a minyan in one room, unless the doorway is so big that it's not called a doorway, it's just called a pirtziv. It's so open. But lachad chila, one should try to have 10 in a room, 10 in an area. Again, if not, Rowan Elu as Elu, Bishas HaTchak, would be able to be relied on. Okay, we will stop here.